The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Okay, welcome back. It's Friday, December the 22nd, and we are rolling right into Christmas. It's grab every moment. I kid you not. In the last 2 or 3 months, it honestly seems to me that time, if there is such a thing, time as we perceive it and enable it has been moving faster. It has sped up. I see an hour now go by in about 5 minutes. I'm working all the time, like many of you, but I'm not kidding. It just seems to have increased its velocity. It's really moving. So maybe some of you see that, maybe not, but anything's possible out there. The reality we live in is basically virtual. It's a conception of our five senses. We have more senses than that, but we don't use them. So time and reality is really a construct of individual or mass perception. And that's true. Now, it's not to say that mountains aren't real. Of course, that's the reality you can take to the bank if you want to take anything to the bank anymore, which I highly recommend you don't. But it is true. We have physical reality. But the rest of it, man, these people who are addicted to their screens, whether they carry them around or look at them in the living room or wherever, are truly being programmed. And it's appalling. People spend how many hours a day on their phones? 5-6 hours a day? And young people now are texting several thousand times a month or more. It's really crazy. So that's their reality. The under 45s are, in many cases, disconnected from reality, I think, as most of us, and I mean all of you included, would determine to be credible. Dean Henderson is back with us tonight, our monthly visit. He lives in the great state of South Dakota. And are you there, young man?
Yeah, I wish I was younger, but hey, here I am.
It works. You sound like you're still 25. You're good.
I'm spry.
Yeah, that's it. It's all those drugs. Hey, listen, seriously, the latest is now that Trump may name a woman. I thought he was going to stay away from that, but and he's neck and neck. Believe it or not, he's neck and neck with nutty, Nikki, lunatic Haley in some polls. So I think they're all frauds. I don't care about either one of them, frankly, but I don't see any way to logically forecast or project them being in a neck-and-neck race. I just don't. Not for me. Anyway, what's up? What do you see? How's it look
well,
to you?
Well, yeah, maybe. I mean, a lot of people are, you know, there's still a lot of talk about Kristi Noem, our, you know, South Coast governor.
Yeah, but so she's not real clean. She's not 100% clean. None of them are.
Well, neither is Trump. So
Yes, true.
And, you know, she's just such a neocon war hawk. And she's never met a country she didn't want to bomb.
Oh, and so, no ceasefire in Gaza, nothing. Oh, she's a lunatic in my view.
She's a lunatic.
Total bloodlust.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a total lunatic. She's the maximum lunatic he could be. So Trump's just mostly a lunatic. And Biden doesn't even know what the word lunatic means anymore.
Nope.
So it's just a freak show out there, and none of it really matters because it's all just garbage, and it's all just going to take us down this road we're already on, which, as you point out, is kind of 6 to 7G unreality for the masses. Their minds fractured by too much information. Future Shock, Alvin Toffler's.
Oh, they're way overloaded. They're overdosed on it.
And it's just fracturing their brain.
The
they don't have a brain to use anymore.
Right.
So, they just, it's these little disparate pieces of information. And the important thing for them is that they tell people that they know this information for sure. It's not, the important thing isn't compassion or love or empathy at all, even though they talk about being empaths or whatever. But they're not. They just want to tell you they're right. And everybody's doing it. And I don't know if you notice that, but I mean, it's just, it gets really annoying, and you want to just go be a hermit, which I pretty much am. But
self-isolation, Dean, self-isolation or familial self-isolation, stay at home, develop yourselves, rekindle that nuclear family, become a family if you're not. Pull people back in your family circle.
That's right.
Yeah, we have to get back to basics. And I feel really helpless watching the destruction of what was just a few years, at least a seemingly competent society. Wow.
Yeah, no, I know. It's really, it just keeps spiraling downward further and further. And you just get, and I just feel like I'm further and further away from that. And it's the chasm is growing, you know, between me and most people, and it's just weird.
Right.
Right.
Well, don't feel bad about it for a split second.
Oh,
I don't think you will.
No, I don't feel bad. I just mean it's just weird. It's just it's liberating for me. It feels good because I know that I'm on the red road. I know I'm on the right path, but I just see everyone else falling off that path, and
I like
never even ever want it. And
the word liberation. It's freedom. Seriously, think about it.
We're not going to put up with this shit. We don't have to put up with this shit. We don't have to hang out with losers. We don't have to hang out with stupid people that want to tell you they're right about everything. We don't have to do that. Nobody has to do that, and that's the point. And that's liberation. That's freedom. That's what the movements have been about in the past. History is freeing the people from this oppression, the shackles of normality and obedience and compliance and top-down pyramid structures straight out of the Illuminati textbook. And meanwhile, the Illuminati themselves, the crown above the Illuminati, just continue to mass resources, continue to ignite world events in their favor.
Oh,
wars,
they're looting the
pandemics,
planet, for God's sakes, in every way you can imagine.
Tearing it up. Yeah. And the masses here are just, again, their brains fragmented. They don't care about Palestine. They don't care about Ukraine. They don't even know where it's at. And they don't even care. And they're just like, this is the directions, and it's the shortest way, and I'm right. And it's things like that. And I mean, it's just complete drivel coming out of the mouths of most people. And it's really sad. Okay, yeah, it is. But it's just, I don't know. It's just, it seems like there's just these two tribes forming, and one's really small, and it includes us. And we're going to stay on the high road, and we're going to try to make change, and we're going to try to make it better, even as it gets completely worse every day. And then there's this other tribe that gets bigger, and it's big and bigger, and it just goes the low road, and it's sinking into satanic Luciferian doctrine that it doesn't even understand it's involved in, but it's just being sucked into it because that's the nature of the beast that we're dealing with, which is technology, which is information overload, which is the worship of the intellect. The worship of the false intellect. It's not even intellect at all. It's just the worship of being right, I guess. The worship of just being right about everything. And it's really sad, I guess, because it takes a lot of the richness away from life.
The mechanics of this self-assured it's almost arrogance of people who are clearly off in the weeds to begin with, and then they start looking and they listen and they hear a little recorded sentence that some moron politician spews at them, and they say, hey, that's cool, I like that, I'll like, and they adopt that, if they even adopt anything anymore, into their little personality shtick, and they have no substance. I'm not knocking people in general, I'm just saying they have been conned out of reality and into a faux reality that is completely a construct of the controlled elements that are running this planet. They don't have a chance anymore, most of them.
No.
You've stated things very well. I completely agree with you.
The big weeds. You too. But, no, it's, yeah, and so that's, if you're the crown, that's exactly where you want people, right? I mean, you know, you want to make them apolitical, you want to, the only politics they engage in are the tribal Democrat Republican politics, which isn't even politics anymore. It's just one corporation telling you one thing and another corporation telling you another thing, and hiding behind politicians that are stupid and senile, even, and arrogant, or just they have something on them or whatever it is. And so that's how you want the population to be, is just total chaos, total, like you said, being sped up. You know, I think everybody's just being sped up, and that's part of the whole thing, is to speed people up too, and to don't pay attention, you know, don't look at, the amazing things that's out there to see, and just talk to the animals, and just, get in tune with reality, live your life, go enjoy it. There's so many beautiful places to go and
get away from the digital domination that people live under now. Get away from it. Turn the damn phone off. Shut the don't do that. Spend time with yourself. Yourself is your best friend. And yourself will not lie to you intuitively. It won't. Follow your heart.
No. Not if left to its own influence. And that's the thing. It's just overwhelming amount of information and screens and messages. It's all propaganda. It's all coming from the bad guys. It's all designed to have a certain effect on you, even if you don't realize it has that effect. And that's the dangerous part, because it's just like anything. If you don't see it coming, it's going to hurt you. You know, if you see it coming, you can do something. You know, you can recognize it. Say, hey, that's coming at me. I'm going to deal with that. But so many people just don't even see how they're being influenced by certain, you know, things on TV or things on the radio or things on the internet or things everywhere. And they just think, oh, that's just, okay, I'll adopt that, like, say, as my popular culture, bumper sticker. I'm a member of popular culture. You put it on your car. Be proud of it, I guess. But it's satanic, and it's nothing we want anything to do with. Popular culture never has been. It never will be, because that's why it's popular. I mean, if you're a sellout, you get to be a famous actor, a famous writer, a famous musician.
Nice.
You sell your soul.
Nice.
You know, that's
celebrityhood.
How it works.
It's all about being a star.
Knight them, whatever. Here you go. Get your title. And the good music and the good books and the good art has always been suppressed, and that's nothing new. Okay, so but now it's just they have the internet to amplify their pop culture, basically. And especially through social media. And then getting people to endorse it and like it.
Yeah.
Put a like on that popular culture comment. Put a like on that one. And then reinforcing that among the feeble-minded masses, I guess. I don't know what to call them. But they are. They're feeble-minded because, you should know better. Okay, I don't care who you are. I don't know. I do blame the people. I do. Hey, be responsible. Grow up. I mean, get out of your sixth grade.
What worries me?
Enter
also,
the real world and be responsible for things and accountable for things, you know?
Have they succeeded in largely destroying, or at least severing the connection to, that inner guidance, that inner moral clock, that inner soul that we have? It's that little voice that tells you what's right and what's wrong. Have they severed that now in people from their consciousness, or have they even destroyed it? I think that's what they were after.
Yeah.
They do that to children all the time.
Yeah.
They take them away from it.
Most people, not everybody, but most people, it's totally been obliterated, I'm afraid. And I don't think it's coming back. And it's sad, okay? Really, it is just a moment
Well, our species has been
moment of mourning.
Our species has been largely, oh, I'll be polite, permanently disabled. How about that? We'll give them that they're still alive, most people.
Nice way
but man, are they they're dysfunctional as hell. They don't get it.
They are. They don't get it. They're going to just keep shopping and flying and working and
and the ball games. Don't forget the ball
games. It's totally misery. It's totally a life of misery. We've both done it. We tried it when we were really young, right? We didn't like it too much. But we were smart. We got out and we did something different. But that's it's just a routine and it's just horrible. It's total slavery. It's total slavery. And then we've been enslaved again for 8,500 years. We've been enslaved. We've been on this wheel and different versions of the wheel. Yeah, for a while, you know, we were, you know, slogging pig shit around the farmyard. And then for a while, we were in the factories. And now we're in this, now we're in this medieval, feudal electronic grid that we can't escape. And we're still just slaves. And we're actually more enslaved now because we're in constant contact with the boss, constant contact with the company, constant contact with the employees, constant contact with all the people you don't want to be in touch with in your life because you shouldn't have any of those things. You should be your own boss. And you know damn well you should. And now it's too late. And so you just drown your sorrows in beer and whiskey and pot and whatever. It's sad. But that's what most people are doing.
Even do a deeper dive. They even do a deeper dive into social media for that little quick endorphin hit when somebody likes them or whatever they have. I don't do it. I'm not a member of any social media group. I will never do it. It's not anything that interests me. It's a complete waste of life and time.
And it's an intelligence operation to fragment your mind.
On top of that.
It's quite successful. And so I just don't understand it. I have friends and family, and I tell them all about these things, about Facebook and who started it and how they did it in DARPA and la-da-da-da-da.
You remember that at Thanksgiving you told us. Yeah, about the teenage girls.
Oh, yeah, with the Taylor Swift stuff, right? God, yeah. Yeah, and it's just these cults everywhere and these satanic little cults everywhere. There's this new Aquaman movie, you know. Have you checked that trailer out? It's just like...
No, I don't
it's basically talking about the Anunnaki. You know, it's just this coming out party for the Anunnaki, pretty much. And
so they're laying
it's horrible.
Out.
I mean, they're laying it out. It's a movie. It's like, here they come, and it's going to be great, you know. And they're the champions of everything.
Oh, that's
and,
the message?
I mean, kind of, yeah. No, it's definitely like a positive thing, yeah. Uh-huh. There's all these, like, weird... Oh, it's horrible. And it's just everywhere. And most people just have no clue, man, about any of that I just talked about. And they just watch that movie and think it's cool or something. Or I don't know.
Well, that's
but they're
under 45.
They're totally, their minds being shredded.
Yeah, that's millennials, Z and millennials. They're most of them are gone. Now, some of you that are listening are in that group, and they're not. You get it. But the average
the ones listening
millennial,
probably aren't.
If you sat them down and try to get them to watch any of the old classic movies like It's a Wonderful Life, you know, about values and people and how they used to be, they couldn't do it. They wouldn't watch it. They turned it off. Where's the CGI? How come I haven't seen 300 murders in the first 5 minutes?
Right, exactly. I did watch Killers of the Flower Moon the other night, and that's a really good movie. I was kind of shocked because I thought it would be drivel, but it's about the Osage and all this, and I mean, they get into the Masons and stuff, and it's like, this is Scorsese's, best film. I think it really is. I couldn't believe it. He was brave, man. He was really brave, and it was good. So that was refreshing. Good to see. I can't even tell you last time I saw a good movie, but that was a good movie. Check it out. It's like a 3.5-hour movie. It's crazy long.
Three and a half?
Yeah, I think. They're making these really long movies now, but... No, but it's really good. Really good. Yeah, everybody should watch that. But,
what's it called again?
It's called Killers of the Flower Moon.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's about the Osage Indians in Oklahoma and, how they got, just taken to the cleaners by the Masons, I guess, mostly, you gotta say, but the mob, whatever. But it ties it all together. It's really weird. Religion, everything, just throws it all in there, like, okay, it's kind of all, De Niro's a bad guy. He's a good bad guy because he's actually a really bad guy. And he, you know, he's,
he actually is a really bad guy.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's tied in with the Odicelli family. And the Orsini family, and yeah, playing himself pretty much. Yeah, playing, that's what he's doing. He's playing himself. It's just, but no, I mean, it's
Hollywood.
Washed out. Yeah, Hollywood. I mean, that's their main tool still for Tavistock Institute stuff, right? Just, you know, that's how they steer American culture the way they want it to go, so we can keep fighting our wars for them.
And, here's a laugher for you, just a real quick one. The TSA that does the security at the airports and all that, they are now allowing invaders, illegal immigrants, whatever you want to call them, to use arrest warrants, copies of an arrest warrant that names them, in other words, they've been arrested, as identification for travel. It's good as a driver's license and arrest warrant. How's that? How crazy is it getting?
No, nothing surprises me anymore. I mean, it's just so, everything's so out there. It's just, well, it's all just, again, you know, of course we know that just, you know, we have to have meat packers in this country that don't need a lot of money. And they're just flooding this joint with them. But, yeah, I mean, here we are.
They get
a
$5,000 Visa gift card now, every one of them, in addition to their monthly rent of $2,200, furniture, gas, cell phone, communication. They get it all. And Americans are freezing on the streets now in tents. Veterans who served this country and other good people who have been, through one reason or another, put through the ringer and are now homeless. And there are a lot of good people out there. Some of you are probably listening. And we haven't forgotten you.
Yeah.
Don't ever think that. We know what's going on. All right, Mr. Dean, hold on just a minute. We're going to thank our sponsors, and we'll come right back with more after this. Okay, welcome back. Talking to the great Dean Henderson. He's not only a friend, but he is one of the bright lights, the few bright lights left in the darkness. And damn, there's a lot of darkness out there. And I'm not knocking anybody. I don't do that. But I'm telling you, the controllers didn't even need AI to figure most of this out, but they had AI. And they know how people are going to react. They know how to stir the pot of chaos and keep people completely at each other's throats, in disagreement, confused. And then they bait them with sports crap and staring at the screens. And the control of billions of people is a past art. They know how to do it. There's no volatility left in most of the masses. They are tame. They're like vanilla ice cream bars. There's just nothing there. There's no Tabasco in them, right? So to speak.
No will. Anyway. It's like they're taking away the will to live, you know. Like it seems like there's, like, people don't have a will to live.
Let me add something. Hold on.
Really,
you just opened. Yeah, get this one. Mm-hmm. Canada now is euthanizing 40 plus people a day. And I had a list, and I read it on the air, of qualifiers to be able to be euthanized. You don't have to be terminally ill. You can be depressed. You can feel life has lost its purpose. And that'll get you to the needle and the IV needle, and they'll put the killer in the bag and you're gone. 40 a day. So what do we have a story today that now they're claiming? Let me find it here. These are supposedly scientists. They're not. They're Satan's servants. So these scientists, many, are now saying that, get ready for this, breathing is bad for the environment. You get it?
Yeah.
So we're...
You don't get it, but I get it.
By virtually being alive, we are harming the environment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. I mean, that's
breathing.
All depopulation. That just tells you everything you need to know. I mean, you know, you eliminate the will to live, then you offer to kill people for free and let them kill themselves, and that will help you. And they can't breathe. They can't. Carbon's bad, even though it's the basis of life.
Yes, sir.
It's just so inverted and twisted. But this is what they are having to do to basically depopulate. That's it's all about depopulation for us, not for them. They don't do any of this stuff.
Right.
Of course, they fly private jets. Of course, they go wherever they damn please. Breathe more than anybody. Own more than anybody. I mean, weigh more than anybody. Pollute more than anybody. Spend more than anybody. Waste more than anybody. And that's just what they do, because they're just parasites. I mean, they're here to parasite off the rest of us. That's
right.
Why they're here. They're Anunnaki. They're not human. They're here to parasite off us. They're a parasite. So we got to get rid of the internal and the external parasites. That's the way I see it, increasingly. Get rid of your internal parasites, because the parasites internally are played down by the medical establishment. Everybody has them. We'll get some ivermectin and some amendazol and get rid of them. And there's a reason for that. Like, okay, livestock? No, it's different. We'll give horses and cattle everything ivermectin, because that's money. You know, that's money in the bank, man. If a cow dies, you know, from parasites or loses, doesn't gain weight, then the farmer loses money. But humans, it's just the opposite. There's no money in keeping us alive or in having us die. I mean, there's money in keeping us alive and sick. So every disease is caused by parasites, every single one, every cancer, everything else, everything. I'm more and more convinced of it. And then on the outside, you have these other parasites who don't want you to know about your internal parasites, because they're also parasites, and they kind of work together. See how that works? And it's all an energy thing, and you're basically here to be a host. I mean, that's what they want. They want the masses to be the hosts, and they want them and the internal parasites to take you down and pretty much devour you and your soul and everything. And that's the way it works. That's how it is. So that's what we're up against, and nothing less, but also nothing more, because they're just parasites after all. And all you have to do is just get rid of them and don't let you parasite. I mean, just pick them off you and then kick them off you and then throw them off you and then just walk away from them and then just, but you know, that takes a plan. That takes getting out of debt. That takes, you know, working your ass off and saving some money. That takes a lot of things that a lot of just people don't do, because they don't know there's parasites, internal and external, that are just dragging them down. They don't know that.
No. In my life, I have never heard or heard of a physician recommending to a patient to take an anti-parasite cleanse once a year. Just do it.
Never. Just do it.
There are over 130 different parasites that are commonly found in the human physiology, and doctors will never say that. Damn them.
No. Why? Yeah, why? And that goes way back, and it's definitely just has to be part of this bigger plan. It has to be. It's so freaking obvious, man. And every farmer I know, that's their main concern. Or a rancher, I mean, that's their main concern is with their animals, is parasites. So, I mean, if that's such a big deal, then why don't we do it? And the only time it gets rolled out is pretty much around Lake Victoria, river blindness. They roll out the ivermectin. It works great. They take it once a year. And so they use it a little bit in the third world, like a triage thing, when things are so bad, and then, you know, they want to justify their presence and everything. Most of what they do is they kill those people, but they do roll it out in the third world, but not here. You'll never hear about that here.
No.
And so everything else, it's just like, I mean, everything we've been told and learned, and I don't care if it's medical stuff or if it's philosophical stuff or if it's biological stuff or if it's physics or if it's chemistry or if it's, and everything we've learned is wrong. That's the problem. And to try to go back and just figure all that out, it takes a lot of effort and a lot of time and a lot of going with your instincts. Because
which they
the
cut
further,
off from most people.
Which they cut off, and instead they take you further into the weeds with their fake science. And they keep pushing the fake stuff, and they keep pushing the lies and the inversion, and people eventually, they just internalize this whole inversion thing, and everything about them becomes this inversion. Everything they do, the way they live, the way they shop, the way they see their doctor, the way they see their everything is based on this Luciferian, satanic, fallen angel, insurrection against God, insurrection against yourself, insurrection against nature, insurrection against natural law. And then it becomes the norm, and then it's the mainstream, and then the people who fight against it are the crazy people.
That's right.
That's how
easy
it works.
To smear them. Easy to smear them.
Easy to smear them, because and of course that's, they have to smear us because they know we're dangerous and we're the only thing that can stop them. Not we, but just the truth. Just
right.
The truth. The truth
that's
is the only thing that.
That's right.
But that's a lot too. That that the truth is big time. The truth is really here all the time. And nature and animals are plugged into it, and they're always living in the truth. And the humans are living the lie mostly because we're slaves, and we were bred to be slaves, and we've been indoctrinated to be slaves. And we're not wild. Yeah. We're not free. And we are domesticated. We are tamed, and we're totally controlled, and that's wrong. And that's what everybody should try to do in their life is to get free of all that stuff, because then you'll find God. You'll find Creator. You'll find yourself. You'll find the beauty in life, and you won't always feel bad, which is mainly what they want you to feel, is bad. Parasite wants.
Oh, yeah. This have you seen this guy, Harari? Yuval Harari? No, Yuval Noah Harari?
I don't think so.
Oh, he's the
Israeli.
The little Jewish advisor to Netanyahu and excuse me, Klaus Schwab, and he's spewing all this stuff. He's very smart, and if you listen to him, you can see where they are going. He's making a lot of input, mental, intellectual input into the World Economic Forum and Schwab. Here's another story I just got. Yuval, Israeli historian Harari, says globalists have created now a useless class of humans.
Well, handy.
Useless eaters. So that's what they've done.
Yeah.
They've broken people down, and now they're dependent upon the state, and so they're a useless class. This is according to Yuval Harari.
Wow. Nazi stuff. That's just straight out of, that's just total Nazi stuff right there. That's Joseph Mengele stuff. But yeah, it's interesting that they'd have this Israeli all of a sudden rising to the preeminence in the World Economic Forum.
Yeah, they've been
forum,
boosting
you know,
him
same
for
time
several
this
years
war
now.
Is going on. And,
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's, so he's, yeah, he's, so he says he's smart anyway.
I guess he's got IQ, but that has nothing to do with
IQ,
wisdom.
Yeah. No.
Intelligence and wisdom are two different things.
That's right.
Here,
that's
let's
right.
see.
No sense
Let me
of justice,
read a little.
No wisdom.
Hold on. Back in 2015 and again in 2017, Yuval Harari, a proud homosexual, discussed the creation of this massive class of useless people. When asked at the time in his 2015 book if the book provided any solutions, Harari responded that the best he and his cohorts have is, quote, to keep them, the useless class, happy with drugs and computer games, end quote.
Yeah, well, there you have it. Mission accomplished, you know.
Right.
That's exactly what's happening. And but they're not happy. They're just... they're just in the matrix. They're just plugged into the matrix. Numb.
Right.
They're just numb.
Right.
So they're not happy. But it's good enough for them, yeah, because then it just keeps them from rising up. Keeps them from revolting.
Like white, they're kind of like white noise on the sociological battlefield, geopolitical battlefield. Mm-hmm. They're just noise. Mm-hmm. They're not doing much. They've been disconnected. And they know now that if they vote, it's a joke anyhow. So what options do they have to really take on the beast except to hit the streets and shut down things as usual? They're not going to do that,
right.
though. They don't have it.
And that's
50 years ago,
they
don't
have
it. They don't have it now.
They had it. They don't have it. They don't have it anymore. And especially the males who've been totally attacked and emasculated and feminized. And that's been a huge part of the agenda for a lot of years now. And so, you know, you can't challenge, you know, you don't go out and just challenge a rich person in public or whatever. Your wife will shout you down. Your brother will shout you down. Your gay brother-in-law will shout you down. They all shout you down because you're not being nice, you know, whatever. And this is how they've trained. This whole thing is kind of more of a matriarchy. I've started to realize that the control mechanism has more of a matriarchal nature to it. And it's like this harem that works for the boss, who's really androgynous. Doesn't matter. There's been men and women, kings and queens. Doesn't matter. But the mechanism is this kind of matriarchy thing where it's real compliance and real sort of politeness and real sort of bowing down to the man and not standing up for yourself or your wife or your family. And if you do, you're a high testosterone crazy person. And it's all geared that way if you think about it. So I think beneath the power structure, you know, the crown, I mean, I think they realize that they've had to, and a big part of the politically correct movement, you know, and the woke movement is kind of this feminine way of dealing with things, like touchy-feely way of, you know, instead of just like going 15 rounds to these assholes and getting it over with, which is what I prefer.
Oh, there's
to
no
do,
more.
And
there's
I am
no,
doing,
I,
actually.
Where are the alpha males?
Apologies about either. Yeah. And all that means is pure, you know, just alpha just means pure. Yeah. And so, yeah, right. So the pure people and the pure, you know, to be like a big, strong, whatever, the macho guy, it just means you're pure. It just means you're uncompromising. That's
you're
what alpha
focused.
Means. It's another misconception by the crown science people. You're focused. You're paying attention. Okay. You're paying attention. That's
right.
All it is. You're paying attention. People
you are
not
engaged.
Paying attention.
You are engaged.
Yeah, with your surroundings. Yeah,
right.
And what's actually going on instead of what you're preconceiving in your shattered brain and regurgitating to try to impress people, I guess. Is that what they're doing? I don't even understand it, Jeff. But I think that's kind of what they're doing. And they're not engaged with the natural world and their surroundings. You're right.
It's a multifaceted attack on otherwise advanced Homo sapiens, and now they're dragging them back. Mm-hmm. Many of them are very happily going back up in the trees. They heard, just leave me alone.
Yeah.
Leave me with my screen and my social media, and I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
No, there's no engagement. Mm-hmm. Disengage them.
No. Disengage them. Isolate them. And make them disagreeable. You know, disagreeable
that
is
too.
The word, right? I mean,
that
if there's
too.
One thing that
Good
describes
job.
This culture right now, it's disagreeability. Like people just go out of their way to disagree with one another. And it's just
it's true.
You sit back
it's
there and
true.
Just watch it and in a room and you're just like, wow. And why? Well, you're just making your life
hard. You know
hard.
What I think? I think the answer to why is they disagree and they're contrary because they have no real self-worth and they want to have people react. They want to be abrasive because they get a reaction. And it somehow, at some level, makes them feel like they have worth if that happens.
That's right.
It's crude.
And
I'm not explaining
right.
it perfectly.
No, that's
but
right. No, that's
generally.
Exactly. You did good. I mean, that's exactly right. And I think, again, you know, before social media came around, it seemed like everybody had plenty of confidence. Everybody was okay with who they were. Nobody was too worried about it, right? Right?
Yes.
And now, it's just like you're describing, like they've lost all their confidence. They didn't get
and
enough
they've lost
likes
their identity, their
from
sense of life, their purpose of life. They, don't
they lost everything. They lost their way. They lost their way on Facebook.
Yeah.
And until they realize that, it's not going to come back. Like, the real them is not going to come back. You know, and that's that confident
right.
person that doesn't really care what people think about them so much and just does what lives their life. It's just live your own life. Have your own life. Have your own unique, authentic existence. And that's just, it wasn't very long ago, Jeff, that's the way it was, right?
Yep.
Not very long at all.
Not,
and it just happened to coincide with the rise of the internet and social media. And I don't think that's a coincidence.
No coincidences, no more.
Yep.
It's all planned. Nothing of any power, nothing of any real significance, geopolitically, socially, it doesn't matter, is left to chance. It's all engineered. They know, what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing.
They don't let their kids do that stuff. They don't allow, you know, it's been well reported that the elite and the tech people, they don't let their kids on Facebook. They don't let their kids do that. They don't have their, they don't give their kids computers even.
Right.
I mean, it's there's all kinds of stories about that. So they know exactly what they're doing. And they know who they're doing it to. And they're not doing it to the billionaire class. And they're not doing it to the World Economic Forum people. And they're not doing it to the blue bloods that run the world from castles in Europe and fought each other for 10 centuries now and just created chaos and bloodshed and savagery and taught the Indians how to scalp and just brutal people, nasty people with no moral compass. And that's why they're not people. That's why they're not all people. They're different. They're Anunnakis. They're not from here. They have a different value system, okay? So they're not doing it to them. They're doing it to the people, the humans, the Homo sapiens. Yeah, the people from the earth, from here.
Yeah.
And so what's that tell you about colonialism and the project to take over this planet? Okay, that's all you need to know. Because that's,
we're in
that's,
trouble.
They're attacking us on every front. And if we don't start real, first you have to realize you're being attacked. And we haven't even got there yet, most people. I mean, they don't take this seriously. Again, because the men have been feminized, and nobody has discernment, and nobody, you know, you watch an animal in nature, what's it always doing? Looking around, looking around, looking around, checking it out, right? We don't do
that. You bet.
We just trust things. We just trust too much in the wrong things. You know, like we don't trust ourselves enough. We don't trust maybe the people closest to us enough, but we trust the people we don't even know infinitely. Why? What
if
is up with
that?
It's
on the screen. It's got worse.
It's garbage.
It's total garbage, but they somehow, at some level,
somehow
they've got these people all trained to,
they've
got them trained.
Yeah, that's the ticket. That's the thing. And so first, you know, if we can't even realize we're being attacked, how can we fight back? That's my, you know, it's like how, you know, what
you are
can
so
we do?
Right.
I mean,
you're totally right.
That's what makes you feel just like shit. You know, what are we going to do? Because you just, all I'm still, and I think all you're still trying to do is just to tell people we're being attacked. And there's just
exactly
there's some that get it, and yeah, maybe more every day, but there's so many that don't.
We'll never get there, Dean. And I'm not being defeatist. I'm just telling you, until and unless we had equal access to the mainstream media of this planet, the world, to try to bring people out of their stupor and their training and their march to oblivion, we're not going to be able to do it. Not at this level.
Right.
We try.
Well, on that, that's right. That's right. We tried. And the only hope we have is coming from overseas. And so we got a big blockade in the Red Sea right now, right? So let's just end on a positive note, because I consider it a positive note, even though most people consider it a negative note because they're brainwashed. But the positive thing is that the Houthis have pretty much shut down the chokehold in the Red Sea and one-fifth of the traffic, container traffic in the world. And that happened. That's already happened. And so that's not good for the price of oil, which, if you haven't noticed, kind of skyrocketed this week. And that's not good for the U.S. dollar, because we still have a petrodollar. And so now the U.S. is desperate, and they're forming this little control group or whatever in the Red Sea. That ought to be interesting. So they're pretty much declaring war on Yemen in the process. So it is expanding now beyond Gaza, which is what Hamas wants, which is what everybody wants on the good side, the Iranians, the Russians, the Chinese. They want to expose the Israelis, expose the U.S. for what they really are. Let the rest of the world see that they're genocidal maniacs. Maybe we have a chance to take them down, okay? So then if they do that, then they're also talking about Russian banking sanctions, like freezing assets, like seizing Russian assets held in U.S. dollars. This was talked about today and yesterday. This is a big mistake, because the Russians have treasury bonds, and the minute you freeze their assets, well, they're going to preempt it, and they're going to sell their U.S. dollar holdings, and the dollar is going to crash. And we're entering a very interesting economic period here, because the U.S. is in a corner. They've been defeated in Ukraine. They're being defeated in Gaza. They're being defeated in Yemen and Lebanon, and they're on the ropes. And so now it's these desperate things coming, like, freezing Russian assets. Good luck with that. And like a starting of war at the Red Sea, Yemen. And this is how tenuous their grip is on power, even though over the United States history it is almost complete at this point. The rest of the world, not so much. And we just have to remember that, and that's where the hope lies. I'll be honest with you. That's our only hope, is that somehow somebody can take down this evil empire, which is the Anglo-American Israeli empire in a nutshell, led by the UK, led by the City of London, led by the bloodline family, the one bloodline. We'll call them the Habsburgs. Let's go get them.
You got it, brother. That's
right.
Summed up. Here, just in what you said about the economy is spot on. Here's a quick headline or two.
Just coming.
Russia warns West against seizing more of its assets. Russia warns of complete breakdown in relations with the U.S. U.S. official says no update on efforts to seize frozen Russian assets as talks continue. Etc., etc. North Korea slams G7 plans to use Russian assets for aid to Ukraine as being nothing less than daylight robbery. There you go. I mean, it's all there. Dean, Merry Christmas to you and yours, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Really.
And you too, Jeff. Merry Christmas to you and yours as well, and I hope you do too. And take a break this weekend and just count your blessings. And one of my blessings is having you as my good friend.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Same here. I mean it. You right take on. Care.
Me too.
Be well,
okay.
Dean.
Good night.
Alrighty.
You bet.
Good night. Dean Henderson, extraordinary mind, and boy, does he have vision. Be right back with more after this.